Die nächste Rede wird von Saji gehalten. Und zwar auf Englisch. Saji ist Social Impact Entrepreneur. Er hat in verschiedenen Bereichen gearbeitet. Zum Beispiel in Deutschland, im medizinischen Sektor und im Tschad im Bereich Entwicklungszusammenarbeit. Und er hat einen Master in Environmental Government aus Freiburg. Saji ist in Deutschland geboren, aber er hat nicht die deutsche Staatsbürgerschaft.
Thank you all for coming here. And dear activists and friends, the words of inclusion, internationalization and tolerance are nothing but empty words. The truth is, the German state and the Freiburg local government has failed us migrants and refugees. It has failed us at every step on the way of us feeling welcome in our new home. The systematic racism that pervades this nation is a stain on its supposed democratic ideals. I was born in Germany. I spoke German before I spoke English or Arabic. We left Germany when I was 4 years old. I returned to Germany as a 26-year-old to do my master's in Freiburg. At this point, I have spent a third of my life in Germany. I feel German as much as I feel Arab. As such, when I built my company here in Germany, I participated in much and participated in many international forums. I decided to participate on behalf of Germany. I represented our city, I represented our university in events with the World Bank, the United Nations, and the World Youth Forum. I'm not asking for special treatment due to my achievements. I'm simply asking for change in our city, in the way that citizenship applications are processed. Most of us migrants and refugees are socially engaged, economically active, well-educated, yet we are still being held back by a system that is built to discriminate against us because of our foreign roots. When I submitted my files digitally to the Einbürgerungsamt, I was met by an 18-month waiting period to submit the same files again in person. The city's excuse is understaffing, Personalmangel. This is nothing but a smokescreen for the deeply entrenched structural racism that is keeping us from our rightful place in this society. The recent experience that I had with the BAMF is a prime example of the systematic discrimination we face. I was initially extremely pleasantly surprised when I called them and heard the option of pressing 2 for English on the answering machine. I reached an extremely fluent Sachbearbeiter. He was very polite with me, answered all my questions very politely, until I got to the point that I asked for a second copy of my citizenship test, my Einbürgerungstest Certificat. At this point, the employee started shouting at me, using disrespectful language, insulting me and calling me indecent for speaking in English while daring to apply for German citizenship. I hung up the call, called again, selected the German hotline this time. However, the employee I spoke to was also very nice, up to the point that I asked for my citizenship test certificate. He also insulted me and spoke to me in a very insulting manner. This is not an isolated incident. This is the reality for many of us who are trying to navigate this broken system. We may not be able to change the entire citizenship regime in Germany. We may not be able to end structural racism overnight, but we must not give up the fight. We demand that the city processes our documents with the urgency they deserve. We demand appointments within a month of our requests and an end to the insults and hostility that we face every day from government employees. We're not aliens, we're Freiburgers. We live here, we form our family here. We contribute to the vibrant international and green image of our city. Now is the time to stand up against discrimination. We demand change, we demand inclusion instead of alienation and acceptance instead of oppression. We will not compromise on our fundamental rights. Thank you. And thank you all for coming here.